Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, not a problem, Dan Patrick. We're here. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Thanksgiving Day.
Thankful to be here. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich Davis. What's up, Joel? What's up, Bursch?
What up, though?
What up, though, Joel?
What up, though? Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Joel brings it.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here. And we're on every day, too. Every day. 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. on the West, but we figured we'd start off early with you today and hang out with all of you who love the Dan Patrick Show.
You think when I get home after this, there's any chance I'll be able to get a little nap in with a 2- and a 5-year-old?
No. Yeah, good luck.
I think I'm up for the rest of the day.
It's fun to think about. Like, I always think about all that nap later on. But then I realize I'm a grown-up. And I don't really need a nap. You know, it just sounds good in theory because I never want to wake up. But anyway, thank you for being here. Appreciate you. By the way, did you hear about this Christmas album or no? This new Christmas album?
Dude, it's funny you should say this.
We should probably save it for tomorrow because I feel like Christmas music shouldn't even start until like after you eat dinner.
Well, I agree with you 100% because I think tonight after Thanksgiving dinner, I think I'm going to watch A Christmas Story Christmas, Ralphie 30 years
it's
later.
It's good. It's
or
so good.
I might watch that Spirited, Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds.
Save that one.
Or maybe I'll watch Love Actually or Home Alone. Maybe break out something Christmassy tonight.
Every year we start Christmas earlier and earlier and early, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we started Christmas, if you go to Home Depot and Target and turn on the radio, right after Halloween this year. It was like ridiculous. It's like we skipped Thanksgiving.
It was like take down the ghouls, put up the trees.
Right. So I say we enjoy our Thanksgiving, enjoy Friendsgiving, your friends and family. And then later tonight, you could watch Christmas Story Christmas again all your football. And I highly recommend it, by the way. I didn't expect much, but I really like that movie. And then you can start listening to some Christmas music like tonight, tomorrow.
And I'm you know, listen, I'm no Grinch. I love Christmas as much as anyone. In fact, I I'm the guy that loves to decorate outside and go to all these little fun things with my kids and stuff. But I can't get in that zone until tonight. Like, tonight kicks off Christmas.
Until you hear the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas album?
I heard this. And tomorrow, we'll do a full breakdown. So if you're an Eagles fan, players on their team got pipes. I saw this
Jason
on social
Kelsey,
media.
Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, yeah. The Eagles linemen, this is no BS. No cap. The Eagles linemen have a Christmas album out.
And it's so good.
And people love it. Yeah.
It's Philly special Christmas.
So, are you adding this to your rotation of Bingleberry Crosbys and Nat King Coles and Karen Carpenters? And my personal
Bingleberry?
Favorite.
Bingleberry?
Yeah, his real name's Bingleberry. A lot of people don't know that.
Bingleberry. Oh, Bing Crosby is that Bingleberry, huh?
Bingleberry okay. Crosby. And, of course, my favorite Christmas legends, the Chipmunks.
Hold on, I got
the Eagles line. This is true, by the way. This is the biggest hit in football since the Super Bowl Shuffle by the 1985 Chicago Bears.
It's a Super Bowl Shuffle,
which was legendary.
When you think about athletes that could sing, who comes to mind? Let's give you one, and then we'll move on.
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury could sing. Boy, boy, Miss American Pie.
Oladipo sings.
I was going to say Victor Oladipo, NBA superstar Victor Oladipo. I remember
watching Oral Hershiser sing like on a late night talk show.
I think that
show.
Was a dream you had.
No.
I don't think that.
I remember thinking it was weird. I'm like, what's he singing about?
Yo, Joe, are there
I remember an athlete who thought he was just going to kill. He had his press clothes on. He walked out to center floor. He was going to sing the national anthem. And then Carl Lewis said,
I remember that. Yeah, that was weak. Manny Pacquiao thinks he could sing.
Manny Pacquiao loves doing karaoke.
Yeah, he does.
Are there any NBA, NFL, or baseball?
Justin Tucker is a great singer.
Justin Tucker?
Yes. Like he grew up in the choir in his church, and he's phenomenal.
I mean, there's some good rappers, you know, Dame Lillard. But singers, I'm telling you, there's some. Put it this way. My mom, I mean, like most moms, right? They love their Christmas music, right? Stephen, Nat King Cole is the best.
Karen Carpenter.
Right, right. Parents love that.
Greeting cards.
My mom actually reached out to me. She's like, have you heard the Eagles? I'm like, the Eagles? Like Don Henley?
No, the Philadelphia
she's
Eagles.
She's like, no, the football team. They have a wonderful Christmas. I'm like, really? So, you know, we'll talk about that probably tomorrow on the show. Like some of your songs that you gotta hear.
You know, maybe before the end of the show, let's try to pull a clip of this because I don't recognize the player from first glance. Because again, I mean, who knows every lineman on every team in the NFL, but there's one dude that's got pipes. Like I was like, wait a minute. This is actually good. This isn't like this isn't when they tried to have the 49ers sing with Huey Lewis in the 80s.
Is that Pavarotti or is that a Philadelphia Eagles lineman?
So, hey, Merry Christmas early. You'll hear a little Philadelphia Eagles, a little snippet before the end of the show. Who knew they could sing, Covino?
Exactly. So, it's that time of year when the world falls in love and every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas time, but enjoy your Thanksgiving first. Enjoy your turkey ass. And speaking of Thanksgiving, we got to give some Thanksgiving pardons.
Now, it started, another fun fact, Joel, fun fact boy, it's me.
Fun fact boy.
It was...
Fun facts!
It was President John F. Kennedy to be the... He was the first to pardon a turkey. That whole silly tradition where the president, you saw Joe Biden stumbling around the show like,
he was
turkey.
He was pardoning lots of things.
So, you saw this year... Joe Biden, like many presidents before him, pardons a Thanksgiving turkey. It started with JFK and I think George H.W. Bush, the older George Bush.
It's kind of dumb, right? You let the turkey go. Hey, later, turkey. It's kind of a dumb thing, but yeah,
it's like letting him off
whatever.
Of death row.
Yeah, I guess. He pardoned a turkey. It's our tradition. We've been doing it for a long time now.
50 million turkeys a year on Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of turkeys.
Thanksgiving.
Right? A lot of turkeys.
So out of 50 million, the one lucky turkey.
Okay, so based on that, here's what happened just the other day. Rich and I slayed it right here on Fox Sports Radio. I mean, true story. I mean, we had a really good show.
I mean, typical amazing show.
Again, we're on every day.
Yeah.
2 p.m. on the West, 2 to 4.
Download the podcast and we'll love you.
Yeah. Shout out to the affiliates.
Subscribe.
We did a good show. I got home and I started to do what I call the ball scroll. My after work ball scroll. I'm just scrolling through social media in my office.
Reading the feedback.
You suck, Covino! And I saw a meme and it said, today's the anniversary. Never forget the butt fumble. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Me, the guy who got such a kick out of that because it was funny.
A guy like you and me that has the maturity level of a 13-year-old schoolboy.
I loved the butt fumble, and that's no disrespect to Mark Sanchez. I think he's a great guy.
He's a winner.
And an underrated quarterback. It was just a funny moment. And the meme was like, never forget. And I was like, well, too late, because we just did a whole show, and I totally forgot, because it's over. It's done.
It's official.
After 10 years?
We left enough. We had a 10-year window where it's like, yeah, look at poor Mark Sanchez. His face is in the butt of his teammate.
It is funny.
And he fumbles.
It's still funny.
And it's legendary, and it's funny. But you know what? After 10 years...
Things go in cycles. What was funny a long time ago? Was that... It's not funny.
You know, this was funny a long time ago.
But then it comes back.
Winning.
Right.
Yeah, things go away.
Things go away and they come back. And guess what? The butt fumble, it took 10 years. But I think it's over. So we officially pardon Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble. He was more than the butt fumble.
You know
what I mean? Let's be real about it. Unfortunately, people loved that moment and talked about it for 10 years. But... it got in the way of his success with the Jets, right? He was a good quarterback. He's a great analyst. We pardon Mark Sanchez. We pardon that moment. Are there other moments? Because we have the top answers. Are there other moments, other athletes that need a good Thanksgiving pardon, that deserve a pardon today?
877-99 on Fox. We covered this a little bit the other day, but I'm down for reinvestigating. Again, hit us up at Covino and Rich, 877-99
on Fox. Did we forget anybody? Ooh. We're talking to a completely different audience now. We're talking to the Dan Patrick Show's people and the Danettes and everybody else. So who else deserves his pardon? 877-99 on Fox. I got the number one answer on the board. Not Mark Sanchez.
Who deserves forgiveness? A pardon? Like a damn Thanksgiving turkey. What? Give it to me. Let's hear it.
You want my number one?
I want to hear it right now.
It's not Pete Rose. It's not anyone of the steroid era. These are all debatable. The number one answer, and it was from a caller on our show just like a day ago or 2 days ago. So I wish I can give credit. I think his name was Dave. I think Dave called.
You're just making that up.
Nah, it was Dave. That was Hank. In Minnesota. It was Dave. Someone called and said, hey, man. You know who needs a pardon? Who? Steve Bartman. And I'm like, you know what? Absolutely.
I agree.
Right? Yeah. Like, this guy.
Let it go.
We destroyed this guy. The media, the fans.
Just a nerd.
They pardoned him when they won the title.
Just a damn nerd with his headphones on and glasses and just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like all of us would have been if we were in that seat.
He was victim of looking like a nerd. That was it, because everyone else went up for that ball.
And he was victim of Moises Alou.
He was wearing a green nerdle neck, glasses, a hat, headphones. He just stood out. So everyone's
he did look like a nerd.
Yeah, that guy. Let's get him.
He played it all wrong.
And the fact that Moises Alou looked all mad about it. That made it worse.
He hit the glove and everything. Yeah.
That guy was one of the biggest fans ever. Never went back to Wrigley. And I know that they forgave him when they won, but it's like too little too late. He's officially pardoned.
Who do you forgive for their blunder? Do you forgive J.R. Smith for not knowing where the hell he was during the NBA Finals? LeBron with his arms out.
With my hand on my heart.
Okay, go ahead.
Chris Webber, I pardon you.
Wow. See, I was debating that. I was debating that.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah. Wait, do I have any left?
Zach Morris.
Joel, that's a good one.
I want to know why.
It's a good one.
I want to know why.
That was a great one.
Why, Joel? Here's where I'm torn. Like, mental errors, I'm sort of torn on. Like, J.R. Smith. Like, man, where was your head at? Like, why do you want to pardon him for that? Just because he did his time, right? Because some people, I'm thinking, you know what? They did their time, and we really badgered
the
hell
out of them.
And that
was a legendary team Joel's talking about. Okay. They did, and they changed the culture of basketball. And
that
you know,
is true.
One bonehead timeout does not define what Chris Webber meant to Michigan.
Exactly. And it looks like unpreparedness of that time period.
Yeah.
The coaches on the bench. I mean, it's sort of like for them not having an inswell in Mike Tyson's corner for his biggest fight when his eye swole up. I mean,
yeah.
They gave me a rubber glove. They gave me a rubber glove with some ice in it.
He's in my mouth.
I didn't even have a cold compress.
Who else deserves the pardon? I said it the other day, and I got a lot of pushback, but I said Lance Armstrong, because while he was a cheater and not the most likable guy, he raised, Joel, I looked it up, get this, the guy raised $500 million for cancer research and donated almost $10 million himself.
So what you're saying is the good outweighed the bad, right?
I think the good, I mean, that the Livestrong bracelet people had, like, I just feel like the fact that he's sort of a jerk and he cheated is like second to the fact that he raised $500 million.
Take it from
me. Well, there was a lot of pushback from, you know, the Fox Sports Radio Nation at Covino and Rich saying, you know, he also hurt a lot of people along the way, and he cheated for years.
Covino,
yeah.
Talk about it in a relationship. You do so well with talking about it in a relationship.
Well, yeah. Think about it this way.
You ever cheating on you, knowing about it.
Exactly. Have you ever, put it this way, have you ever cheated on anybody or heard a story where they were cheating and you were truly forgiven? And he was cheating for
years. And he knew he was cheating.
Yeah. But he raised a lot of money. He did. He did. And he's, you know, hey, how many bike riders do you know? Think of it from that perspective, too, right? Like, everybody knows him, man. Was it worth it?
But I mean, I know.
Can he really be pardoned?
I know the Tour de France is a big deal, like not to me, but to some people. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, the guy cheated riding a bike.
How much money did he really? Did he raise really?
$500 million.
And at what million did he already know that I'm going all in? I'm cheating.
Well, here's the flip
side. I'm
gonna
give it all in.
Joel, look,
I mean, I rode a bike as a kid.
Yeah,
he's rode a bike. I don't know. To me, I don't know. I feel like
Pee Wee Herman rode a bike too.
That is true. I'm totally downplaying the Tour de France.
In fact, he's my favorite bike rider. Just, you know, if anyone's wondering.
La 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 la. By the way, thanks for not making fun of me because I said France instead of France.
You said France. Look, he was a cheater. Like, is he as deserving of a pardon as, let's say, a Bill Buckner? I mean, a guy who really didn't lose the series. But if you ask anybody, especially a young person, they assume that they assume that the Mets won right after that.
Yeah, that's honestly for the person that, I guarantee you're absolutely right. There's people that think when Buckner made that error, that's when the Mets won the World Series. 2 days later was Game 7. And the Red Sox were beating the Mets in Game 7. Dude, and again, mismanaged their bullpen.
How about the wild pitches? You know, they still had an extra game.
Yeah.
Bill Buckner.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Took a lot. His career, until they won, was defined by just a bad play.
One bonehead error.
You know?
Bad bounce. Bad play.
Bad bounce, yeah.
That guy deserved a pardon a long time ago.
You mentioned two. That's two good ones.
Right? Like, think of the heat that guy took.
And Bill Buckner, the thing about it that bothers me is that
he was a great player.
Throughout the rest of the season, they replaced him defensively in key moments because he was older. He was like old hobbly Buckner. But the coach in that moment, the manager, was like, keep him out there because it was a clinching moment. And they're like, yeah, let's keep him on the field. They made the wrong choice defensively. Like, they would typically defensively replace Bill Buckner.
And then to add insult to injury, you know, the guy spent his later years signing autographs of the moment. Him and Mookie Wilson at every convention signing autographs, just having to relive that moment over and over. And of course, he was forgiven.
But he never deserved
that much heat in the first place.
Imagine having to sign pictures of your biggest mistake. Damn, you must have to get paid to really want to do that.
That's the worst.
We gotta break. But let's say hi to Sean in Vermont. We'll take a quickie. What's up, Sean?
Hello.
What's up, man? You're on with Covino and Rich.
Who's your Thanksgiving pardon going to?
So I've got a totally different take on this, and it goes the opposite way. I really feel like we should forgive Odell Beckham Jr. for the catch in the Giants game in the Super Bowl, because I feel like everyone has expected him to be that Odell Beckham Jr. since that catch, and it's just not going to happen.
That catch wasn't in the Super Bowl, but I know what you're talking about. Odell Beckham Jr.
It's funny you bring that up, because Rich has been harping on that for the past few weeks.
I will say, Sean, I think that one catch Beckham made, the one-handed catch, and then after that, every game, pregame, he'd be doing the one-handed catches in the end zone. I feel like he's a good ball player. He's a good wide receiver, but
can
I feel
never like live up to
I feel
that
like
moment.
His reputation maybe is precedes him. Is that that's not the right phrase? His reputation. He's not as good as that. Is what I'm saying. Like, he's a good wide receiver, but because he made a couple amazing circus catches, we think he's Megatron or Jerry Rice, and he's not.
Yeah, it just seems like you never can recreate the moment.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, we saw two catches by the Minnesota Vikings last week that were Odell Beckham style.
I give it to Covina because he can break this into relationships. That first time he really caught it was really just sporadic.
Nothing's better than the first time.
Who sings the first time? Is that Surface?
Surface.
The first time I looked into your eyes.
Man, we should start a Christmas album.
I think we should.
With the Eagles linemen.
You know what? Let's do it. Who else do you think it's singing? Rob Parker? You think
Maybe
Jonas Knox?
Yeah, not me, you, and Rob Parker.
Broussard can hit those high notes. Maybe Ben Maller got some harmonies.
And we'll have Juicy Lucy hitting all the high notes.
Nice. All right, hey, listen, we'll be back with your phone calls, your feedback. Covina and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Aww.
All right. It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Shout out to all the affiliates, the iHeartRadio app, SXM 83, wherever you're listening. We appreciate you being here. Remember to check us out every day, well, except for today and tomorrow, but every other day, every other weekday, we're on 2 p.m on the West, 5 p.m Eastern time. And subscribe to our podcast for free. Listen anytime wherever you stream your podcast. Just search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, live from Los Angeles. You know, this week the anniversary of the butt fumble took place.
And you forgot it.
And I forgot it.
And you know what? It got us thinking that, hey, it's been 10 years, much like presidents pardon turkeys.
We pardon the moment. We pardon Mark Sanchez. Yeah. His career should not be defined by that. We don't want to let his career be defined by that the way Buckner's career was sort of defined by that error. So we pardon Bill Buckner, too. I mean, that was ridiculous, especially when you think about everything that happened prior to that. He took all that heat.
Yeah.
Like, let me give you the recap real quick. Ready? After retiring Wally Backman and Keith Hernandez, Red Sox relief pitcher Calvin Schiraldi surrendered singles to the next three batters. Why is Schiraldi not getting any heat for this? Gary Carter, Kevin Mitchell, and Ray Knight, Rich, as I see you gloat, because you know this.
My only good memory.
Yes, your only good memory as a Mets fan.
6 years old.
To bring the score to 5-4 with runners on first and third, Mookie Wilson steps up to the plate. Bob Stanley comes in, this guy, to replace Schiraldi, who just let up three singles, throws a wild pitch. Kevin Mitchell scores. That tied the score. Two pitches later, the slow roller to Buckner at first. Look at everything that led up to that moment, okay?
Hit.
Remember,
hit,
it was a bad
wild
it was
pitch,
a
bad, exactly. bad pitching change.
And they had another game. They had a game to save Buckner.
Buckner, scapegoat.
Yeah, so we pardoned him, like, you know, officially.
Yeah.
We said Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman. Joel had a good one. Chris Webber. It's about time we forget about the timeout. J.R. Smith. I said Lance Armstrong. No one agreed. let's go to Doc in Georgia. You're on with Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. Hey, Doc.
Doc.
What? Doc.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
1.21 gigawatts. What's up?
You guys poo-pooed my pardon, but I still got to go with Charlie Hustle. I mean, who's going to break that?
Yeah.
His hit record.
I'm a Pete Rose guy. Now, take away the stuff that they're saying he's a little creepy off the field, like, you know, with women. We don't condone that. But to be honest, in a world where gambling went from a no-no to every segment is sponsored by some gambling site, I think the whole Pete Rose betting on himself, and if that's the fact, if he only bet on himself.
I mean, that's what he always said.
What are we waiting for? Let the guy, you know, be part of the baseball world.
When it comes to the gambling accusations, I think he deserves the pardon. I mean, his records are insane.
Polar Bear in Cincinnati.
And when I say his records, I mean his Christmas album. Yeah, Pete Rose has one. Yeah, Pete Rose has one.
Who
too.
Knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
Polar Bear, what's up, man? You're on.
Pete Rose has a great haircut, too.
Yeah, he does. He has like a Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you call that haircut.
It is the Captain Kangaroo.
But I want to pardon Ron Artest for the Malice in the Palace. Because if some dumb guy drops beer on me, I'm knucking and bucking. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask Joel that, because he's a Detroit guy. Joel, Malice in the Palace, forgiveness. Do you understand these years later? What are you thinking?
I understood right then.
Wow. Now,
you start throwing popcorn, ice, but when you throw a drink, oh, it's on and popping.
So you pardoned him a long time ago.
I'm a big believer in don't do things you wouldn't do to someone's face, right? You ever see someone yell at someone behind a counter at a store, and it's like, what's preventing that guy from coming from behind the counter and punching you in the nose? I've seen people mouth off to workers at stores, and I'm like,
I could step outside this counter.
You know, I could still knock your ass out.
Well, you know what's so funny? During COVID, as they started letting a few fans into the building, those players could hear what you were saying.
Oh yeah,
and it started to get real ugly.
And you're seeing that fans are hearing it more. I'm sorry, the players are hearing it more and more.
Yeah, the players are hearing it.
Larry in Boston, what's up, Larry?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. How you doing?
You too, man. What's up?
Well, this is actually an anti-pardon. I'm not a Bears fan. I'm actually from New York. I'm a Mets and a Jets fan. So, but going back to the talked about the Super Bowl shuffle, an anti-pardon, something who could never ever be forgiven. Is in that Super Bowl between the Bears and the Pats, there is no way that Mike Ditka should not have let Walter Payton score a touchdown. He put in William the Refrigerator Perry for the one-yard touchdown. That's unforgivable. You know, Walter Payton should have gotten a touchdown in
that
game.
Someone brought that up recently because I think we were talking about athletes who could have played other positions or sports, and someone said, yo, Refrigerator Perry, and then it turned into the conversation of, like, can you believe Walter Payton didn't score a TD on that, because Ditka and the team was like, yeah, let Refrigerator Perry do it.
No, I like that call right there.
You do like that call?
Because I want to do that. I want to not Russell Wilson pardon, because I personally feel you send in a play on the one.
Yeah.
And you're saying throw the ball to a super Hall of Fame future quarterback. He should have overruled that play and called a run.
Yeah,
so not everyone.
Never
not
get
everyone,
off my list for not doing that.
Not everyone deserves a pardon.
Not
Joel.
Everybody. Yeah,
not everyone deserves a free. Not everyone deserves to be off the hook. And I think you're right. Russell Cringe Wilson and Pete Carroll should. They should. That's unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
Unforgivable.
I do have another one, and it's kind of sort of because he's my little brother. But we come on, people, giving back his Heisman. He's all over Wendy's now. He's got the pretzel, the burger. Give Reggie Bush back his
picture
house.
Him flipping into the end zone. You can't take the memories away. And if you can't take the memories away, give him back the damn trophy. You can't take it away. Who cares? Now players, again, much like the gambling thing with Pete Rose, now the players are allowed to get money. I almost feel like
punishments sound more ridiculous.
It's like someone sitting in jail for smoking weed. Now it's like everyone's smoking weed on the streets.
I pardon you, Reggie Bush.
I pardon Reggie Bush, too. I'm with you.
You know, my mom, of all people, hit me up. I guess she's listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steven. Are you watching the parade?
Steven, the parade's on.
You're missing Snoopy.
You're missing Ronald McDonald. She says she doesn't know the backstory. She goes, does Tonya Harding deserve a pardon? Like, what was her involvement with Galooly and those goons, though? You know what I mean? Like, did she know they were going to do that? I forget, like, the details. Like, yeah, she didn't.
The movie was good.
She didn't hit anybody in the legs. She didn't hit Kerrigan in the legs. Her Galooly did, and those goons that he hired did. But I don't know. I don't remember, like, her actual involvement or knowledge of the moment. I don't know, man.
She still showed up for her time to go on the ice.
Yeah. You know what, y'all?
That's
a
controversial pardon right there. I don't know if I could do it.
I'll be controversial and say that I just think Tonya Harding, the ultimate competitor, got to do what you got to do.
I don't know. Not everyone's deserving.
But
take one or two more
ultimate
calls.
Ultimate competitor.
877-99 on Fox is the number if you want to call and see what's up. And again, this continues on our social media at Covino and Rich.
What was that sounds terrible, but wasn't
it? He said the ultimate competitor.
Ultimate competitor, yeah. Nancy Kerrigan. What did Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan was just laying there. She was going, why?
Yeah,
why?
So terrible.
And Tonya Harding's like, because I want to win is why.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. Galooly, get her.
Horrible moment.
Michael in Virginia. What's up, Michael?
Hey, I just want to, first off, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, man.
I just want to pardon Tony Romo for his Bob snap fumble against the Seattle Seahawks for that field goal in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, Tony Romo is a great NFL quarterback, and people do love to remember the bad moments and his snapped. You know, when he was holding.
He took a lot of heat.
Yeah, the missed holds. Yeah,
he sort of redeemed himself in the booth, though, right? Like, people love him now. So
as a broadcaster, I think he gets more respect.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And he was a great NFL quarterback.
It's true. We got one more. Who do you want to give your Thanksgiving sports pardon to?
Yeah, Jeremy, we this all started because we were saying that, you know, after 10 years, maybe it's time we retire the butt fumble. We've had enough laughs, and Mark Sanchez is a good dude. Who cares?
And he was a good quarterback.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I wanted to give a Thanksgiving pardon out to somebody totally off the wall, but that has to be Scott Norwood from the Buffalo Bills.
You know what?
And he has never lived that down.
Man, that's
wide
tough.
Right. You know what? Back then,
that's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Field goals. I mean, this is something we don't talk much about, probably because it's really not that interesting. But when we were younger, don't you feel like a 40-something yard field goal was a big deal? And now every team's got a guy that could boot a 55-yarder. So when looking back, what was it, a 39-yard field goal Norwood missed to win the Super Bowl? That seems like a chip shot in today's NFL.
Put his head down.
It feels like a chip shot now. But back then, no one was kicking 55-yarders on a regular. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, man. No, I don't remember that
He's
at all.
He's known as wide right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's so sad to be defined by the... But look, that's sports, right? It's you could be the hero or the zero. But it's true. Has it been long enough? Like, when you think about this hypothetical sports pardon, right, it's like, well, he did his time, man, right? I think he suffered enough.
I think you're right.
That's the reason here. Like, yeah, he lost it. It's just a game, but it's a big game.
I know,
but he paid his dues. He did his time.
Joe in Maine, wrap this up, buddy. Covino and Rich.
Hey, I want to pardon the Peets. I want to pardon Pete Rose. First thing, you can get into the Hall of Fame separately as a manager, and that's where he was busted gambling, not as a player. He should be in as a player, the Hit King.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I want to pardon Pete Carroll. That wasn't a blunder on his part. He made a great call. You have to expect they were going to expect the run, so he makes that great call. It was just incredible preparation on Belichick's part, having his team ready for that call.
You know what it is? It's if the play works, it's like anything in sports, right? If the play works, you're a genius. If the play does it, you suck. Anytime someone goes for it on, anytime a coach is near midfield and it's like 4th and 1, ooh, they're going for it.
Took a chance, right?
If they make it, oh man, what aggressive, great call by coach, whatever. If they miss it, it's like, what type of play call is that?
Okay, so who's that on? Who's that play on?
I'm going to agree more with you though, Joel. I mean, I don't forgive Pete Carroll. He does. I still think, even when you know it's coming,
I wasn't even mad at Pete Carroll for making the call.
Even the
Joel says no pardon. Joel says.
I think Russell Wilson should know better in the auto. Like, to me, you're at the goal line in the Super Bowl. I know it's old news now, but
I say you throw a refrigerator Perry for that one.
Even if you know it's coming, I still think Marshawn Lynch gets the ball there.
Yeah,
know it's coming,
everybody does.
Okay, if refrigerator Perry gets that call and Walter doesn't get a touchdown,
I know.
I do not forgive Russell. Plus, it cost them the game.
Yeah, that was tough.
Jeez.
By the way, thank you, guys. We'll continue on social media. Again, at Covino and Rich. This family takes turns turning heads.
Ooh.
Brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot.
What could you be talking about?
Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs.
Look at you.
A family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer.
Mercedes.
Yes.
Beautiful vehicles. You know what I want to give everyone right now? A little Thanksgiving treat. Bersh, do we have a little snippet of the new Christmas classic? It's on the way?
Well, the Christmas classic Rich speaks of, again, courtesy of my mom, is real pumped about this.
Steven, did you see?
Yeah. Steven, have you heard the voices? I'm like, of who? Of the Eagles? Honestly, I really thought she was talking about Don Henley. I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
the Eagles
Hotel
are the
California?
They are one of the greatest selling bands of all time, Mom.
Of course. I love Glenn Frey. She's like, no, the linemen. I had to look it up. I was like, what? The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles linemen have a Christmas album.
Yeah, this is a pompous move, and I'll tell you why. Historically, You know who puts out like albums and raps and the, and it's usually teams that think they're going to win the game, the championship,
oh,
right? Like,
yeah,
It's when you look historically back through time, you know who puts out things like this? The team that's a little too sure of themselves.
Well, I'm not sure we've seen like a Christmas edition.
And I don't know if we've heard voices like this. So take a quick listen. A little Christmas treat early. This is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Look at that. By the way, that's Jordan Mailata and Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's got house moms all
hot and bothered.
All hot.
I know.
My mom's like, oh, I need more eggnog and that song.
So, hey, enjoy your Philadelphia Philly special Christmas. But you can't listen until in its entirety until tomorrow because
we don't allow sniff.
We don't allow Christmas music or movies until after you finish Thanksgiving dinner tonight.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving first.
All right. Well, Covino and Rich, and coming up, before we get out of here, we will break down the three games today. A couple final thoughts on your NFL. Three great games. Very rarely do you get three games that you feel are going to be fun to watch. There's usually a snoozer. And today, I think the game that we should all look forward to the most is two teams that have not played each other on Thanksgiving Day in 30 years, since 1992, the Giants and the Cowboys. And I'm going to tell you why next. Why the Dallas Cowboys are going to annihilate the Giants. We're going to get to this right here. Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey!
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Not a problem, Dan Patrick. We're here. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Thanksgiving Day.
Thankful to be here. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich Davis. What's up, Joel? What's up, Birch?
What up, though?
What up, though, Joel?
What up, though? Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Joel brings it.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here. And we're on every day, too. Every day, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. on the West. But we figured we'd start off early with you today and hang out with all of you who love the Dan Patrick Show.
You think when I get home after this, there's any chance I'll be able to get a little nap in with a 2- and a 5-year-old?
No. Yeah, good luck.
I think I'm up for the rest of the day.
It's fun to think about. Like, I always think about all that nap later on. But then I realize I'm a grown-up, and I don't really need a nap. You know, it just sounds good in theory because I never want to wake up. But anyway, thank you for being here. Appreciate you. By the way, did you hear about this Christmas album or no? This new Christmas album?
Dude, it's funny you should say this.
We should probably save it for tomorrow because I feel like Christmas music shouldn't even start until, like, after you eat dinner.
Well, I agree with you 100% because I think tonight after Thanksgiving dinner, I think I'm going to watch A Christmas Story Christmas, Ralphie 30 years
it's
later.
It's good. It's
or
so good.
I might watch that Spirited, Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds.
Save that one.
Or maybe I'll watch Love Actually or Home Alone. Maybe break out something Christmassy tonight.
Every year we start Christmas earlier and earlier and early, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we started Christmas, if you go to Home Depot and Target and turn on the radio, right after Halloween this year. It was like ridiculous. It's like we skipped Thanksgiving.
It was like take down the ghouls, put up the trees.
Right. So I say we enjoy our Thanksgiving, enjoy Friendsgiving, your friends and family. And then later tonight, you could watch Christmas Story Christmas again all your football. And I highly recommend it, by the way. I didn't expect much, but I really like that movie. And then you can start listening to some Christmas music, like tonight, tomorrow.
And I'm no Grinch. I love Christmas as much as anyone. In fact, I'm the guy that loves to decorate outside and go to all these little fun things with my kids and stuff. But I can't get in that zone until tonight. Like, tonight kicks off Christmas.
So you hear the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas album?
I heard this. And tomorrow, we'll do a full breakdown. So if you're an Eagles fan, players on their team got pipes. I saw this
Jason
on social
Kelsey,
media.
Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, yeah. The Eagles linemen, this is no BS, no cap. The Eagles linemen have a Christmas album out.
And it's so good.
And people love it. Yeah.
It's Philly special Christmas.
So, are you adding this to your rotation of Bingleberry Crosbys and Nat King Coles and Karen Carpenters? And my personal
Bingleberry?
Favorite. Yeah, his real name's Bingleberry. A lot of people don't know that. Bingleberry.
Oh, Bing Crosby is that Bingleberry, huh?
Bingleberry okay. Crosby. And of course, my favorite Christmas legends, the Chipmunks.
Hold on, I got a look.
Eagles line. This is true, by the way. This is the biggest hit in football since the Super Bowl Shuffle by the 1985 Chicago Bears.
It's a Super Bowl Shuffle!
Which was legendary.
When you think about athletes that could sing, who comes to mind? Let's give you one and then we'll move on.
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury could sing. Boy, Miss American Pie.
Oladipo sings.
I was going to say Victor Oladipo, NBA superstar Victor Oladipo. I remember
watching Oral Hershiser sing like on a late night talk show.
I think that
show.
Was a dream you had.
No,
I don't think that.
I remember thinking it was weird. I'm like, what's he singing about?
Yo, Joe, are there any?
I remember an athlete who thought he was just gonna kill. He had his press clothes on. He walked out to center floor. He was gonna sing the national anthem, and then Carl Lewis said, "Oh,
I remember that." Yeah, that was weak.
How about Manny Pacquiao
thinks he can sing?
Manny Pacquiao loves doing karaoke.
Yeah, he does.
Are there any NBA, NFL, or baseball?
Justin Tucker is a great singer.
Justin Tucker?
Yes, like he grew up in the choir in his church, and he's phenomenal.
I mean, there's some good rappers, you know, Dame Lillard, but singers. I'm telling you, there's some. Put it this way, my mom, I mean like most moms, right? They love their Christmas music, right? Stephen, Nat King Cole is the best.
Karen Carpenter.
Right, right. Parents love that.
Greeting cards.
My mom actually reached out to me. She's like, have you heard the Eagles? I'm like, the Eagles? Like Don Henley?
No, the Philadelphia
she's
Eagles.
She's like, no, the football team. They have a wonderful Christmas. I'm like, really? So, you know, we'll talk about that probably tomorrow on the show. Like some of your songs that you gotta hear.
You know, maybe before the end of the show, let's try to pull a clip of this because I don't recognize the player from first glance. Because again, I mean, who knows every lineman on every team in the NFL, but there's one dude that's got pipes. Like I was like, wait a minute. This is actually good. This isn't when they tried to have the 49ers sing with Huey Lewis in the 80s.
Is that Pavarotti or is that a Philadelphia Eagles lineman?
So, hey, Merry Christmas early. You'll hear a little Philadelphia Eagles, a little snippet before the end of the show. Who knew they could sing, Covino?
Exactly. So, it's that time of year when the world falls in love and every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas time, but enjoy your Thanksgiving first. Enjoy your turkey ass. And speaking of Thanksgiving, we got to give some Thanksgiving pardons.
Now, it started, another fun fact, Joel, fun fact boy, it's me.
Fun fact boy.
It was...
Fun facts!
It was President John F. Kennedy he was the first to pardon a turkey. That whole silly tradition where the president, you saw Joe Biden stumbling around, they're like,
he was
turkey.
He was pardoning lots of things.
So, you saw this year... Joe Biden, like many presidents before him, pardons a Thanksgiving turkey. It started with JFK and I think George H.W. Bush, the older George Bush.
It's kind of dumb, right? You let the turkey go. Hey, later, turkey. It's kind of a dumb thing. But yeah,
it's like letting him off
whatever.
Of death row.
Yeah, I guess. He pardoned a turkey. It's our tradition. We've been doing it for a long time now.
50 million turkeys a year
Yeah.
on Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of turkeys.
Thanksgiving.
Right? A lot of turkeys.
So out of 50 million, the one lucky turkey.
Okay, so based on that, here's what happened just the other day. Rich and I slayed it right here on Fox Sports Radio. I mean, true story. We had a really good show.
I mean, typical amazing show.
Again, we're on every day.
Yeah.
2 p.m. on the West, 2 to 4.
Download the podcast and we'll love you.
Yeah. Shout out to the
subscribe.
Affiliates.
Subscribe.
We did a good show. I got home, and I started to do what I call the bowl scroll. My after-work bowl scroll. I'm just scrolling through social media in my office.
Reading the feedback. You suck, Covino!
And I saw a meme, and it said, you know, today's the anniversary. Never forget the butt fumble. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Me, the guy who... got such a kick out of that because it was funny.
A guy like you and me that has the maturity level of a 13-year-old schoolboy.
I loved the butt fumble, and that's no disrespect to Mark Sanchez. I think he's a great guy.
He's a winner.
And an underrated quarterback. It was just a funny moment. And the meme was like, never forget. And I was like, well, too late because we just did a whole show, and I totally forgot because it's over. It's done.
It's official.
After 10 years?
We laughed enough. We had a 10-year window where it's like, yeah, look at poor Mark Sanchez. His face is in the butt of his teammate.
It is funny.
And he fumbles.
It's still funny.
And it's legendary. And it's funny. But you know what? After 10 years.
Things go in cycles. You know what was funny a long time ago? Was that? It's not funny.
You know what was funny a long time ago?
But then it comes back.
Winning.
Right.
Yeah, you know, things go away.
Things go away and they come back. And guess what? The butt fumble, it took 10 years. But I think it's over. So we officially pardon Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble.
He was more
than the butt fumble.
It's over.
You know what I mean? Let's be real about it. Unfortunately, people love that moment and talked about it for 10 years, but you know, it got in the way of his success with the Jets. Right? He was a good quarterback. He's a great analyst. We pardon Mark Sanchez. We pardon that moment. Are there other moments? Because we have the top answers. Are there other moments, other athletes that need a good Thanksgiving pardon, that deserve a pardon today?
877-99 on Fox. We covered this a little bit the other day, but I'm down for reinvestigating. Again, hit us up at Kobe and Rich, 877-99 on Fox.
Did we forget anybody? Ooh. We're talking to a completely different audience now. We're talking to the Dan Patrick Show's people and the Danettes and everybody else. So who else deserves his pardon? 877-99 on Fox. I got the number one answer on the board.
It's not
Mark Sanchez.
Who deserves forgiveness? A pardon? Like a damn Thanksgiving turkey. What give it to me. Let's hear it.
You want my number one?
I want to hear it right now.
It's not Pete Rose. It's not anyone of the steroid era. You know, these are all debatable. The number one answer, and it was from a caller on our show just like a day ago or 2 days ago. So I wish I can give credit. I think his name was Dave. I think Dave called.
You're just making that up.
No, it was Dave.
That was Hank.
In Minnesota. It was Dave. Someone called and said, hey, man, you know who needs a pardon? Who? Steve Bartman. And I'm like, you know what? Absolutely.
I agree.
Right? Yeah. Like, this guy.
Let it go.
We destroyed this guy. The media, the fans.
It's just a nerd.
I'll learn him when they won the title.
Just a damn nerd with his headphones on and glasses and just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, like all of us would have been if we were in that seat.
He was victim of looking like a nerd. That was it, because everyone else went up for that ball.
And he was victim of Moises Alou.
He was wearing a green nurdle neck, you know, glasses, a hat, headphones. He just stood out. So everyone's
he did look like a nerd.
Yeah, that guy. Let's get him.
He played it all wrong.
And the fact that Moises Alou looked all mad about it, that made it
worse.
He hit the glove and everything. Yeah.
You know, that guy was one of the biggest fans ever. Never went back to Wrigley. And I know that they forgave him when they won, but it's like too little too late. He's officially pardoned.
Who do you forgive for their blunder? Do you forgive J.R. Smith for not knowing where the hell he was during the NBA Finals? LeBron with his arms out.
With my hand on my heart.
Okay, go ahead.
Chris Webber, I pardon you.
Wow. See, I was debating that.
Well, hold on. Time out. Wait, do I have any left?
Zach Morris.
Joel, that's a good one.
But I want to know why.
It's a good one.
I want to know why.
That was a great one.
Why, Joel? Like, you know, here's where I'm torn. Like, mental errors, I'm sort of torn on. Like, J.R. Smith. Like, you know, like, man, where was your head at? Like, why do you want to pardon him for that? Because he did his time, right? Because some people, I'm thinking, you know what? They did their time, and we really badgered
the hell out of
them.
And that was a legendary team Joel's talking about. Okay. They changed the culture of basketball. And,
that
you know,
is true, yeah.
One bonehead timeout does not define what Chris Webber meant to Michigan.
Exactly. And it looks like unpreparedness of that time period.
Yeah.
The coaches on the bench. I mean, it's sort of like for them not having an inswell in Mike Tyson's corner for his biggest fight when his eye swole up. I mean,
yeah.
They gave me a rubber glove. They gave me a rubber glove with some ice in it.
He's in my mouth.
I didn't even have a cold compress.
Who else deserves the pardon? I said it the other day, and I got a lot of pushback, but I said Lance Armstrong, because while he was a cheater and not the most likable guy, he raised, Joel, I looked it up, get this. The guy raised $500 million for cancer research. and donated almost $10 million himself.
So what you're saying is the good outweighed the bad, right?
I think the good, I mean, that the Livestrong bracelet people had, like, I just feel like the fact that he's sort of a jerk and he cheated is like second to the fact that he raised half $1 million.
Take it.
Well, there was a lot of pushback from, you know, the Fox Sports Radio Nation at Covino and Rich saying, you know, you also hurt a lot of people along the way and he cheated for years.
Covino,
yeah.
Talk about it in a relationship. You do so well with talking about it in a relationship.
Well, yeah. Think about it this way.
You ever cheating on you, knowing about it.
Exactly. Have you ever, put it this way, have you ever cheated on anybody or heard a story where they were cheating and you were truly forgiven? And he was cheating for
years. And he knew he was cheating.
Yeah. But he raised a lot of money. He did. He did. And he's, you know, hey, how many bike riders do you know? Think of it from that perspective, too, right? Like, everybody knows him, man. Was it worth it?
But. I mean, I know.
Can
the,
he really
I know,
be pardoned?
I know the Tour de France is a big deal, like not to me, but to some people. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, the guy cheated riding a
How
bike.
How much money did he really? Did he raise really?
$500 million.
And at what million did he already know that I'm going all in? I'm cheating.
Well, here's the flip
I'm
side.
I'm gonna give it all in,
Joel. Look,
I mean, I rode a bike as a kid.
Yeah,
he's rode a bike. I don't know. To me, I don't know. I feel like
Pee Wee Herman rode a bike too.
That is true. I'm totally downplaying the Tour de France.
In fact, he's my favorite bike rider. Just, you know, if anyone's wondering.
La 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 la. By the way, thanks for not making fun of me because I said France instead of France. Tour de France.
You said France. Look, he was a cheater. Like, is he as deserving of a pardon as, let's say, a Bill Buckner? I mean, a guy who really didn't lose the series. But if you ask anybody, especially a young person, they assume that they assume that the Mets won right after that.
Yeah, that's honestly for the person that I guarantee you're absolutely right. There's people that think when Buckner made that error, that's when the Mets won the World Series. 2 days later was Game 7. And the Red Sox were beating the Mets in Game 7. Dude, and again, mismanaged their bullpen.
How about the wild pitches? You know, they still had an extra game.
Yeah.
Bill Buckner.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Took a lot. His career, until they won, was defined by just a bad play.
One bonehead error.
You know?
Bad bounce.
Bad play.
Bad bounce, yeah.
That guy deserved a pardon a long time ago.
You mentioned two. That's two good ones.
Right? Like, think of the heat that guy took.
And Bill Buckner, the thing about it that bothers me is that
he was a great player.
Throughout the rest of the season, they replaced him defensively in key moments because he was older. He was like old hobbly Buckner. But the coach in that moment, the manager, was like, keep him out there because it was a clinching moment. And they're like, yeah, let's keep him on the field. They made the wrong choice defensively. Like, they would typically defensively replace Bill Buckner.
And then to add insult to injury, you know, the guy spent his later years signing autographs of the moment. Him and Mookie Wilson at every convention signing autographs, just having to relive that moment over and over. And of course, he was forgiven.
Imagine
deserved that much heat in the first place.
Imagine having to sign pictures of your biggest mistake. Damn, you must have to get paid to really want to do that.
That's the worst.
Say, you know, we gotta break. We'll take. Let's say hi to Sean in Vermont. We'll take a quickie. What's up, Sean?
Hello.
What's up, man? You're on with Covino and Rich.
Who's your Thanksgiving pardon going to?
So I've got a totally different take on this, and it goes the opposite way. I really feel like we should forgive Odell Beckham Jr. for the catch in the Giants game in the Super Bowl, because I feel like everyone has expected him to be that Odell Beckham Jr. since that catch, and it's just not going to happen.
That catch wasn't in the Super Bowl, but I know what you're talking about. Odell Beckham Jr.
It's funny you bring that up, because Rich has been harping on that for the past few weeks.
I will say, Sean, I think that one catch Beckham made, the one-handed catch, and then after that, every game, pregame, he'd be doing the one-handed catches in the end zone. I feel like he's a good ball player. He's a good wide receiver, but I feel like
moment.
His reputation... Maybe it precedes him? That's not the right phrase. His reputation, he's not as good as that, is what I'm saying. Like, he's a good wide receiver, but because he made a couple amazing circus catches, we think he's Megatron or Jerry Rice, and he's not.
Yeah, it just seems like you never can recreate the moment.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, well, we saw two catches by the Minnesota Vikings last week that were Odell Beckham style.
I give it to Covina because he can break this into relationships. That first time,
that first sporadic.
The first time.
That he really caught it, man. Was really just sporadic.
Nothing's better than the first time,
Joel. Who sings the first time? Is that Surface?
Surface.
The first time
I looked into your eyes, I Man, we should start a Christmas album.
I think we should.
With the Eagles linemen.
You know what? Let's do it.
But, I mean.
Who else do you think could sing? Rob Parker? You think,
yeah.
Maybe Jonas Knox?
Yeah, no, me, you, and Bruce Parker.
Broussard can hit those high notes. Maybe Ben Maller got some harmonies.
Who knows? And we'll have Juicy Lucy hitting all the high notes.
Nice.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.